And this is Coast Community Radio, where the party never stops. Holy cow. I got some hot ones in the studio right now, let me tell you. But first, this is Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria 91.9, KTCB Tillamook 89.5, coastradio.org. Wherever you are in the world, the weather here is, says high near 60. They're right, it's 64. Ha, beat them out. Wind gusts as high as 21 miles per hour. Showers and patchy fog after 11. Lows around 45. Tomorrow, chance of rain after 11. Patchy fog before 11. Otherwise, increasing and interesting clouds with a high near 60. And Saturday night, rain, low around 50. And it's time for Arts Live and Local here at your Coast Community Radio Station. Going to start you off with some music from my first, well, from some of my first guests. And, okay, I'll give it away. I have this extraordinary concert. I mean, we do have this extraordinary concert coming up this Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Liberty. The North Coast Symphonic Band and Three Leg Torsos. And we're going to find out how many legs they really have right now because the pictures change all the time. Welcome. Stay tuned and thanks for being here. Yeah, very dramatic music, and my guests, well, my first guest who's actually going to tell us what we were just listening to and why is Dave Becker, the director and conductor of our very own North Coast Symphonic Band. And my other two guests are Courtney Von Drela.
I like to call myself Dre Lee, but I don't mind if you call me something else.
I can't get. See, I was doing you first because I thought you were the easy one because I always get his wrong.
Yeah.
All these ethnic names. I don't know what the Dre Lee is, but it sounds kind of like something for Dracula time.
That's what it relates to.
I'm sure. Yeah. Yes. And Bela Balog.
Balog. Very good.
Balog.
Very close.
See what I mean? Yeah. I write it down, and every time it changes. And then I have another guest who we will be inviting in a few minutes. Well, maybe more than a few minutes, because she's going to be joining a couple of these dudes on a performance tonight. And that's our very own Minta Hefker. Did I get that pronunciation close?
Yes.
Thank you. She sings a lot better than that sounded, I promise you. Dave, how'd you get involved with these guys?
Well, yes. Good afternoon, Carol. This is an idea that was put forth by one of our members, Janet Bowler, and some others. And I didn't realize, I've been a big fan of Three Leg Torso, but I didn't realize that they did collaborations with large groups.
Oh, wow.
And yeah. Like this. Yeah. And so we got some wonderful help on this from the Oregon Community Foundation and the Cultural Trust.
Nice.
To be able to fund this. And so we're putting it together at a rehearsal tomorrow night.
Yes.
And it's going to be great fun. The first piece the piece you played, mm-hmm. is something that the North Coast Band performed at their last concert in July. It's called The Redwoods, and it's kind of typical of a big, expansive, expressive symphonic band piece. And the trick with this collaboration is going to be, how do we put that together, because that's what we play, mm-hmm. how do we put that together with the really stylized, beautiful chamber music that Three Leg Torso performs? And so it's good. It's going to be a really fun challenge, and we can play delicate too, but this is going to be something very, very different for us.
You know, for a start, you said the chamber music, the Three Leg Torso plays, and to be honest, I have never described your music as chamber music.
Well, it's okay, but we're very interested to know how you describe us.
We're still looking for a definition.
Unfortunately, mine is not succinct. It goes all over the map, including the fact that this is my favorite band, and they play this wacky music. They're all incredibly professional, gorgeous musicians, but they're also, they have personalities, and that is part and parcel of the music. So I think of chamber music more as classical music, a small group
of classical.
Well,
there's a big influence there.
But yeah, well, they all are able to play classical, and I guess that's more of what we're going to
see. There's such interaction and nuance and little details that are so tastefully done that you don't hear in lots of groups like that. So that's why I think chamber
wow.
music.
Wow, these are really beautiful things to say.
It's okay, it's going on a podcast. You can quote him later.
we like to describe ourselves. It's really difficult to describe our music, but what we like to say is that we're a cinematic world chamber ensemble. And it's cinematic because we do a lot of music for film and for television world, because we pull from all different cultures in the world. And chamber ensemble, I think, is because we're small, and we're also tight, like a mm-hmm. like a chamber ensemble, mm-hmm. not necessarily chamber music,
I think the interactions and interplay are evocative of some of the work that goes into tight chamber music.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm referring to.
Yeah. Right. Well, no, and I appreciate that too, because I could not have articulated what you did, Dave. But that's it. I love the music, but I also am blown away by the precision and the beautiful way they do it. And that's the classy part.
We've been doing this a long time, so I hope so.
Yeah, I know. We just figured that out. You've grown a beard in the time. That, and it's down to your knees now.
It's close, really
amazing. Yeah. So what did the piece that we just heard, though, we won't be hearing that kind of music Sunday, is that right?
No, a little bit of that. But I mean, we're going to play one set by ourselves with the North Coast Band.
Okay.
And then they're going to do one set by themselves. And then we combine for five numbers at the end that we're doing together. And that's going to be the grand finale.
And the name of the program is Dances of Enchantment. Is that I see Three Dances of Enchantment. And that's just from your part.
Well, I was under pressure to come up with a theme and a title. And I mean, I think what they do is enchanting too. But the idea that it's all of this music is very movement oriented. A lot of it is dance music. And so we tried to program our portion to kind of fit that because we realized we're going to have people in the audience that have never heard us, and Three Leg Torso is going to have people in the audience that have never heard them, some of our fans.
We've got crossover here.
So I've tried to not be too different, but for instance, we're doing a big klezmer medley with the symphonic band because they play some klezmer music.
Yeah.
And so we
some of them
to
play even
that.
More than others in klezmer band. Although I don't know the name of this composer here, Johann de Mai.
De Mai, yeah. He's a Dutch. Yeah, Dutch composer. Probably one of the very, very best in Europe and has been for a long time.
Nice. And actually, except for John Philip Sousa, whom you always slip in somewhere. I don't know the other, but there's an Armenian, Chabanian.
Right, yeah.
And an Italian. What is this, ethnic? You got the world in here, too.
Well, that's the idea.
That's part of it, yeah.
And the Sousa piece, I had to put that in. Like you said, I always try to get some on. The national game, of course, is about baseball. Sousa's band had a baseball team, and Sousa was the pitcher.
No way.
Well, he was a huge baseball fan. He was actually the pitcher.
Okay.
And so it's World Series week. So I thought that's the march to do on this contest.
Thank goodness. That is a good
call. I'm wearing my L.A. Dodgers hat. So
I was going to say it's a good thing, even though I gave up on the Dodgers when they left Brooklyn. However, they're still, sort of.
Bob Doles thought they were still in Brooklyn.
Oops. So do any of you actually play baseball? This is kind of an
Well, Three Leg has a baseball team too.
Uh-huh. And there's only four of us, but we'd have to run really fast.
Yeah, so between playing catcher and pitching
and
stuff.
He's a belly itcher.
Yeah, we cover ground quickly, much like our music, we cover the ground quickly. But as Dave was saying, there's been a lot of thought gone into sort of the collective flavor of this to make it all complementary. And I think now as I'm looking at Dances of Enchantment, I think it might be World Dances of Enchantment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What does this mean? Short intermission, Three Leg Torso announced from the podium.
Well, I think that means that we have to bring
leeway.
On a little equipment.
I see.
And then from the podium, just so that people are sure it's us. It's an authentication that happens.
I see.
And they'll be choosing their own selections to play and announcing them.
Improv. And that's a good thing because we never quite know what they're going to do. Anyway, now who is playing this concert, if I might ask? We have the North Coast Symphonic Band, and who is Three Leg Torso this weekend?
Oh,
you two are solid.
Well, Courtney and I founded the band, we go way back, 23 years.
23 years, and as partners, musical partners, before that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have on percussion TJ Arco, who's been with us for about 10 years, Milo Foltz. Has been with us a little over a year. He's our bass player.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we will have Brett Pascal, who is our symphonic percussionist. And so whenever we perform with symphony orchestras or symphonic bands, we bring Brett along, and he is wonderful. He is a fantastic musician. He's a quick study. He's funny. He looks good. And
now, when did you discover that there was this yet another connection?
The crossover between Brett and Dave.
And Dave.
Well, as you know from all your interviews with all these different musicians, it's a very small world.
Yeah.
And I was band director at Lewis and Clark College for 29 years, and we had a wonderful percussion teacher there named Mark Goodenberger from Astoria for many years. And when Mark left, we had to hire a new percussion instructor, and so I was instrumental in the hiring of Brett Pascal, who proved to be another wonderful percussion instructor. And then when I retired 7 years ago, then Brett became director of bands. So he has my old position now.
Wow.
So it's a pretty small world. And there's more. Another little connection that Bela doesn't know about probably, but we have a guest oboist playing with us on this concert, my daughter, Allison. Allison played in your father's orchestra for 2 years in the MYS orchestra. Yeah,
oh, wow.
For 2 years.
I did not know this.
This
See,
is
surprises.
Fantastic.
We come to Astoria and we're surprised every single time.
Well, it happens in this room a lot.
Oh, that's fantastic.
You know,
people
discover one another. That is sweet. Huh. Yeah. So the program then comes to the part where there's the collaboration.
Yes.
And I'm still a little bit wondering how that's going to go, because I'm pretty sure you've never played together.
You're trying to picture it in your mind?
Now
you got to picture it in your ear. Picture it in your ear.
Well, actually, I probably can do that.
We got a little bit.
You haven't seen us in the collaborating with larger ensembles.
Never.
It's one of the most powerful and exciting things for me, and I know for the rest of my bandmates. I mean, just to get together with all these other wonderful musicians performing our arrangements, our music.
Yeah.
And, you know, years ago my dad told me, he says, you know, you should do this. You should arrange your music for symphony orchestras and symphonic bands. And, you know, I was a rebel, always. And yes, I said, indeed. Nah. But then after a few years, I said, huh, maybe so.
Father knows best.
Yeah, kind of.
Sometimes.
And so we started performing with a lot of large ensembles. And it's such a great way to cross over, cross-pollinate our our fan bases. And so people that would never have seen an orchestra who are fans of ours come to see that. Mm-hmm. And then people that have never seen, Three Leg. So you know how it works.
Yeah.
It's everybody loves it.
So
everybody gets into it.
Let me back up a little bit, because you mentioned your father.
Yeah.
And also Courtney said something about you two were music partners before Three Leg.
Yeah. Yes.
So can we get a little background on you two in terms of the music world?
Sure.
Because Dave is my regular here.
Uh-huh.
I get him coming in.
Yeah.
Dave adds a coffee cup with his name on in the studio.
Did you notice that?
Yeah, yeah. But Bela and I started playing together in an experimental rock band called Loeb.
You want to go a little before that. Okay. We met when I was working at a music store downtown Portland.
Well, speak on, my friend.
And Courtney heard about me being a violinist, and he came in and brought me some unusual music that he had written. And I said, "This is weird stuff. I can usually predict where to go. I'm not a great sight reader." So I took it to my dad, and he said, "Yeah, this is unusual, but it's totally doable." And so that was the first tune.
That's called
"The Awakened Somnambulist," which is on our first album.
Yep.
So what was so
Well, it was just very dissonant. That was one of the things. It was like, and it just, I didn't know where it was going to go. And like I said, I'm not a great sight reader. I can read, but, you know, like right on the spot, forget it. And
you were classically trained.
Yeah, I was classically trained, but I'm also a cheater. I listen to something first, and then I can play it forever. I mean, I'll play things from 45 years ago and not have to.
That's good.
Yeah.
Wait till you get older. what about you, Courtney? Were you trained classically as well?
Well, I was trained in many ways, and classical was one of them. I got a music degree from Merrillhurst.
Oh, okay.
But I always had an interest in composition. And instrumentally, at the time, I play a lot of instruments, and I was playing saxophone, but I had started playing the accordion around then, and I asked at Merrillhurst, well, could I be an accordion major? And they said, no, that wasn't going to fly. So I was focusing on composition and always very curious about that, and always kind of, as I started learning music from a young age, would always make up pieces that were at the start more informal and became more formal as time went by. So when I brought that piece into Bela, you know, it was one of my explorations in the compositional field, and I've always sort of been drawn to music that's slightly experimental, not unpleasant. I mean, experimental can have all sorts of connotations, mm-hmm. but it's music as an adventure, mm-hmm. and I still enjoy music as an adventure. And so that piece that Bela and I played originally, "Awaken Somnambulist," was also an adventure, as in writing for accordion and other instruments, which is one of the ways Three Legs started, was to create for me mm-hmm. a new body of work for modern music with the accordion. And we still do that, although we've embraced more flavors than we did back then.
It's interesting because a lot of people make assumptions about accordion music, and then they find out how diverse the music
can be. So many cultures. Violin. So many cultures
have
the violin as an instrument.
Right.
And,
well, the violin definitely and is clearly accepted that way, but the accordion roll their eyes.
Uh-huh.
That and the banjo.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
That's true. I just started playing that recently, too.
You know, one thing I should tell the audience is, don't necessarily believe
everything you hear.
But ironically, that one is true.
Oh, okay.
In the past 6 months, I've gone from owning no banjos to two. Yeah.
Owning is one thing. I own things, too. But do you play them? That's a whole other
story.
Well,
one thing leads to the next.
So, Dave, how did the band deal with Three Legs music? Did you play it for them as a group, or how did...
No, there's written arrangements that they've done that are very good, and both for symphony orchestra and symphonic band, which is what we are. So we've been rehearsing the music all along, and the music generally starts with them playing, and then we join in and double parts that they're playing and play backgrounds behind them and things like that. So it's been a lot of fun to work the pieces up, but what's going to be even more fun is when we put it together with their percussionists and bass player, and they can hear, you know, all the background that they're not getting in the written parts, rhythmically especially.
And right now...
And the other thing that's we're anticipating doing is trying to match violin and accordion articulation, you know, how the notes are connected, how the notes are approached, whether they're slurred or tongued and things, because that's quite different than what we do. We do articulation, mm-hmm. but playing with a violinist and an accordion player, is it's going to be melodies. We have to match that. So it's really good for the band.
Well,
the
audience is listening right now to a little bit of The Frog. I'll let you listen, and then we'll talk some more. Can't wait to hear this combination. I'm really excited by this because I've been following these guys for years, and of course the North Coast Symphonic Band as well. And I enjoy it, and I just am looking forward to the mesh, how it works. And do you let them tell jokes on stage too, Dave? Have you?
We haven't talked about that. They seem pretty serious.
We hope Dave gives us permission.
I see.
But if he doesn't matter. If he doesn't, we'll be sorry to offend him.
Yes, I'm sure. I don't think that will be a problem. No. You should see what goes on his stage.
We did a whole concert on humor and music.
Oh, fantastic.
And told musician jokes between the numbers.
Right. Musician jokes.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
So, I like that.
No, I think it's a great match. And I'm just looking. So the tunes that you're going to be playing together, the five tunes, are from different albums?
Yes. One's from our first album, By and Rebbe in Palestina. Then we've got a number from our second album, Aster in Paris. And including the song that we were just hearing, Frog Secret Agent, we've got an orchestration for that. And that particularly, I think some of the characteristics of the instruments in the symphonic band are going to add a lot of color. They're going to add a little bit of Mancini-esque.
Oh, boy. So the music that you received, Dave, that you, I don't know whether you both wrote them out or who does this guy. You couldn't have written for each instrument.
Oh.
How does that work?
You take that, Court.
Okay. We have done a lot of work with an orchestrator and a fellow musician in Portland, Mike Van Loo. And so we would go over there with our music, and we'd talk to him and see about how to make this happen. And he would do some orchestration work, and we would come over and consult with him further. And so he wrote for every single instrument, is the truth. And we would consult on the color that he was getting, and it was always excellent. Mike's a great musician, and it ends up he's still involved in our lives, not only musically, but he's teaching Bela's son piano these days.
Yeah, oh. and Minta, who's sitting next to me so patiently and quietly.
That's true.
Although not for long.
Right.
Okay, let's make sure, you know. I did say it at the beginning, but let's make sure folks know. North Coast Symphonic Band and Three Lake Torso. This is this Sunday, October 28th, 2 p.m. at the Liberty Theater. You can go online to libertyastoria.org. Check it out there. Get tickets. Or the box office should be open right now, and you can do that. Get tickets through there. You can get tickets at the door, usually. It's Liberty Seats 665. So it would be nice if we sold out. And sometimes the North Coast Symphonic Band does fill the theater. If, no matter when you're coming, please, whether you have a ticket or not, please come early enough so that you will have time to get your seat and be comfortable and be ready for the concert to start at 2. A lot of times with North Coast Symphonic Band, you have a pre-show.
Yeah, we're not doing that this time.
Not though. Doing it, so we don't have an excuse to bring you in really early.
Oh, sure you do. We'll be out in the lobby and shaking hands.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Meeting people. We like to do that.
That's great. Will you have albums there, too?
We'll have albums as well.
Good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, what else do we need to know?
I'd say prepare for fun.
Oh, absolutely.
Because that is, in general, the...
Be transported. That's the thing that I like to do, is to transport.
It's a wonderful, wonderful experience this Sunday. Now, Bela mentioned that Minta is here. And so that's because tonight at Carruthers Restaurant, which is... Kitty Corner from the Liberty Theater. It's same corner, 12th and Commercial, at 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Meester, and Minta are going to be giving us a concert.
Right.
And
Minta is my niece, and she's going to say hi. Say hi.
And tell us what you're going to... Do you know what you're going to be doing yet, Minta?
No, not really.
Okay. These guys have played together... On stage, on a number of stages, actually.
Yeah, a lot.
And also, I believe, Courtney, did you come up during the summer? And
yeah, I came up in September, and Mint and I did an impromptu concert on the street. And as you were saying, Carol, Mint has been a guest with Three Leg Torso for a number of years.
Yeah.
We, in addition to being Bela's niece, she's a fabulous singer.
She is. She's also something which she probably won't be doing tonight, which is she sings opera, and she performed during the Astoria Music Festival with the Metropolitan Opera Singers, and that was very exciting, wasn't it?
That was...
Yeah.
High class, man. Anyways.
So now Meester and Meester have to take it right up to that level.
Yeah.
We might be doing O Mio Bambino Caro tonight, but I'm not really sure.
Okay.
I'm voting that we do it because you sing that so beautifully.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I don't know whether you guys know, but during our pledge drive, Minta came in on this show, right? Uh-huh. Do you remember that?
I think so.
It was like August or something. No, and you sang a song that you know really well with your ukulele.
Yeah, it's Riptide by Vance Joy.
That was it. And which I never heard of course, but she did a gorgeous job. Yeah. And I know for sure that we got at least one call who was not planning to call because they're already a member five times over, specifically because of that performance. So, hey, you just never know how to exploit the No, not right. But family is a good thing. And so you can show up at Carruthers tonight for that. There's so much going on tonight. Good luck, folks. And then on Sunday, come to the Liberty at 2 o'clock. There's a lot going on that day, too. And come at 1:30 and catch the dances. What did we decide it was going to be in addition to?
Well, we Dances of Enchantment, but I was adding World Dances.
Yeah. World Dances of Enchantment or Dances of World Enchantment.
I even like that better, Carol.
There we go. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
The North Coast Symphonic Band. The two Meesters from Three Leg Torso, that's Courtney and Bela. Forget the last names. I'm going to go home and try again.
No, you're doing great.
And Minta, who will be singing tonight. Thanks so much for
coming.
Thanks,
Carol.
Thanks for having
us. Hope to see you guys tonight. Good night.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
And carrying right on, I have some music. Last night was a lovely concert by Four Shillings Short. And here is a wish for you for the season. This is a Samhain wish from Four Shillings Short. KMUN Astoria, KTCB, Tillamook.
Recognize ourselves and see. So many dead by rope and stake, we call them now to reawake, so that our lovers, friends, and kin may meet and greet and love again. Tonight we greet each waking soul and light. Stretch their wings and fly again. Whose pointed fingers turned us in? Whose hands took money for our names? Whose orders let the fires begin? Maybe they also live again. Maybe reborn to walk among their burned or drowned or tortured ones. Reborn to see the struggle cease and make amends and live in peace.
That's a Samhain wish. And Samhain, by the way, in case you're wondering, you will be wondering when I tell you, is spelled S-A-M-H-A-I-N. And it's pronounced Samhain. And this is from Four Shillings Short. Wow, that was Three Leg Torso, Four Shillings Short, copyright 2010. Well, my next guests are local. And that would be the Astor Street Opry Company. I have Look, I wrote Michael Desmond and Stephanie Osborne. Hi, Stephanie.
Hello.
Whoops, how about I turn your mics on? That would help.
Would help.
Yes, that definitely helps.
And I don't even get a hi. She just calls me Desmo and
then
moves on.
I know. It didn't matter because I didn't have your mic on anyway. Well, the thing is, I believe folks are familiar with your voice on the radio.
Possibly.
This radio, that radio, all over the radio world. Stephanie, on the other hand, is brand new to the radio. Have you been on other stations?
I've done some ads for Shanghai.
Oh, okay. Oh, how fun.
Yeah.
We should get you to do a fun ad here, but we won't. Instead, we'll talk to you. You'll tell us everything. And then we'll have some music to play as well. So they're here for two different events, but the important thing is they're both from the Astor Street Opry Company. And tomorrow evening, that's the 27th, there's a, that's going to be fun. There's a showing of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. And I'm going to let Michael tell you about that. It's at 10 p.m., which is the appropriate time for that. Okay. And then Stephanie is going to tell us about Scrooged in Astoria. What's your role there?
I am the production manager and the music director for this show.
Oh, wow.
I'll also be on stage.
The music director?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, we need to hear more about that. That's pretty cool. Michael, and I didn't write it down, but I've got, you know, marketing and...
Director of Marketing, Communications, and Technology. Believe me, Carol, you're not the only one that asks me to repeat that multiple times. It's not a problem. It's a title I created, so, you know.
That's it. And it packs it all in. But that's because he does all that. And we're delighted that he stepped up to the plate, or whatever it's called with the Astor Street Opry Company. I'm not quite sure.
We stepped up to the popcorn.
The popcorn. But there are a lot of people who don't know about the Astor Street Opry Company. Why don't you give us a real quickie on that?
Happy to do it. Sure. So the easy for me to say. The Astor Street Opry Company started back in 1984, basically with Shanghai. And we were an itinerant theater at the time, so we moved around to a different number of different places. The Eagles, went to the Odd Fellows. We were at the old Finnish meat market. Now we have a permanent home right next to the Pig and Pancake. It's bright red. It's positive red and mango yellow.
Beautiful color.
Thank you. Yeah, we love it too. It makes it look really nice, really pops. So we've been around all over the place, but now we have our own building. We're over there. We have Shanghai. It runs through July to September and a number of other things throughout the year. And this is the first time we've actually shown a movie at the Astor Street Opry Company Playhouse.
Ah, you know, I didn't even think about that. So you have a big screen that's going to go on the stage?
Yeah, it's called a sheet.
A sheet.
Yeah.
That sounds appropriate.
Yeah.
For the season as well.
Yeah, exactly. So it goes over the Olio curtain, which is the curtain we have with all the advertisers and stuff on it. So we have a projector. We're going to show the movie. And just so folks aren't confused, some people were thinking it was the musical that we're doing because we are a playhouse. No, it's the movie from 1975, Tim Curry, Susan Sarandon, et cetera. Mm. And... so there you go.
And do people get to throw popcorn at the,
movie
stage?
No. Guess what we get to throw instead?
Oh.
Hot dogs.
What?
Toy hot dogs.
Oh.
Rice, prunes. We've got newspapers. There's a whole cult thing, Carol.
I think I saw the production.
Yeah.
At the River Theater, I think.
Yeah, and you don't throw stuff at the live actors.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Unless you're at Shanghai.
Right, exactly.
Now, I remember reading, though, people are not bringing their own food. Is that right?
No, that is correct. I am busily filling their bags with all the stuff that they're going to get to throw that includes a T-shirt.
Oh.
But you have to pay for all that. But
right. And you keep the T-shirt,
yeah,
I
presume. Yeah, of course. Oh, yes,
okay.
Of course. Yeah, and you could keep the hot dogs and the prunes if you don't want to throw them and the newspapers, whatever else. But yeah, we'll give them all the stuff. But because of our licenses
health
with Clatsop County and Oregon Liquor Control Commission, you can't bring your own stuff.
Right.
Also, we're sold out, so we don't have any tickets. So nobody can go if they don't have tickets. Yeah.
Oh my God, that's wonderful.
Yeah, it's not every show you can go into that it's sold out before you even open the door.
It's
so
rare.
Yeah,
actually,
it is pretty rare.
It's terrific. Yeah. So you might have to do a reprise.
Maybe. Maybe, or just rest on our laurels and do something else. That's probably what we'll do. It's a lot of work, to be honest.
So are folks, I'm sure. But once you've done the work, it's a little easier the next time. No, not filling those bags.
Filling bags with 100 toy hot dogs and rice and prunes, Carol, it's not fun.
Not fun. Okay.
No, it's not. But it's going to be worth it.
And are people going to be wearing their traditional?
Yeah, they're going to dress up for the show. So there's certain things you wear. There's a whole milieu to this. It's like its own genre. And if you go on the internet and look up Rocky Horror Picture Show, they'll tell you what you can wear and what you should look like and what you should do and all that. And the people.
Is this all age, or who goes to this one?
Well, it's an R-rated movie, so I get that question a lot.
Is.
Yeah.
Oh.
So 17 and under requires adult supervision or a guardian or something.
Okay.
It's been around a long time, and it's I can't remember the line that I wrote that I actually stole off the internet that you so liked. I believe it's mature subject matter presented immaturely.
Yes, I thought that was...
Yeah, and quite honestly, the movie isn't that great. you know, Tim Curry is okay, but the fun is the people
the
that
experience.
Go.
Experience,
and the people that know every word.
I know.
Every word.
That's what blew me away.
Yeah.
Was watching people call out these things, and I had no idea what they were doing, but it was great fun.
So what they do at some productions, we're not doing this, but some productions, the people that haven't seen it before are called virgins.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they have to go up on stage, and they have to wear a sheet. We're not doing any of that. All we're doing is showing the movie, giving people a chance to have some fun and throw fake hot dogs and rice and prunes. And I guess popcorn, if you want. We'll have popcorn there. So.
We're going to have to watch this to find out why people are throwing prunes. Let's hear a little music from the show.
Madness takes its toll, but listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
You bring your knees in tight. There is the velvet dust. It really does feel insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
It's a dream. You can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension, with voyeuristic intention. Well secluded, I see all.
With a bit of a mind flip.
It's really hard to turn this down because it's so funny. However, we will because, and if you missed what Michael said, it is sold out, so you'll have to wait till they're ready next time to, and we'll give you a heads up next time in advance so that you'll be able to get your tickets. This is all happening at the Astor Street Opry Company, the Opry Playhouse, which is 127?
129.
129. West Bond. And the website is nice and easy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
ASOC, that's Astor Street Opry Company, Play. ASOCPlay.com. So check that out. And now, as long as we've got the music ready, let's take a listen and see what Stephanie's role is going to be.
Thank you.
Well, that is a good friend of not just Astor Street Opry Company, although she's a real star there, but also the whole community, Chrislyn Taylor. And my guest is Stephanie Osborne. Speaking of virgins, she is a KMUN virgin, so congratulations, Stephanie.
Thank you. That's great.
I'm glad you made it. And you are the production manager and the music director.
I am.
For Scrooged in Astoria this year. Have you been in the play over time, or what?
Yes, this is actually my seventh year involved with Scrooged. Good. My seventh time around the calendar.
Did you do Shanghai as well?
I was in Shanghai this past summer. Yeah.
What were you doing?
I was Rosie, and I was Miss Macy.
Oh, my goodness. Now, there were different casts.
Right.
So, I'm not, because I did go, I took a guest, and loved it, but I'm not sure whether I saw you or not, because...
You probably did. I was there 8 out of the 11 weekends.
Okay.
Or
wow.
9 weekends.
It's exhausting.
Yeah.
And now you're taking on a different role.
I am.
What, how does this feel to be sort of...
Well, it's completely different.
Yeah.
This is the first time I've ever been in this sort of role with a show. I've done other things. I've done lighting and costuming and makeup and hair, but this is the first time I've really been at the head of the show. And my husband is actually the director.
Who's your husband?
John Osborne.
Oh, that family.
Yes.
I know that family. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. So he's done stuff like this before.
Oh, yeah. He's been involved with me with this playhouse for
forever.
Ever.
So did you say, all right, enough with the, you know, you going off and taking the big shot role. I'm going to step up to the plate. Or did he have to twist your arm?
No, we were brought in as a team because we work pretty well together.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you hear that, folks? A young married couple. They work well together. Now they're giving back to the community. Terrific. So the Scrooged is actually opening November 30th. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. What's the story? It's going to run how long? When?
We run until December 22nd every Friday and Saturday. And we have two Sunday matinees on the 9th and the 16th at 2 p.m.
Okay. Do people need to have seen Shanghai and Astoria in order to appreciate Scrooged in Astoria?
You know, not necessarily. This was the first play that I ever did, so I had no idea what Shanghai was, and I still had a blast doing it, still had a lot of fun, and I kept coming back. So
give us a sketch about this. What makes it Scrooged? Because it's really, it is the story.
Right, it's a Scrooge story. It's about 15, 20 years later after Shanghai, and Crook is Scrooge, and we're going to find out why these ghosts are going to be following him around and showing him his past, his present, and his future, and if he's going to change or not.
Oh, the suspense is fantastic, I tell you. Of course, I've seen it 5 times or so, but it's delightful, and I am very pleased. Your story is exactly why I appreciate Astor Street Opry Company so much, because for all these years young people have been able to learn the ropes of a theater from all different angles. As you said, you did
right. The
tech part as well as the stage part.
Yeah,
and now
I've done just about everything
coming
now.
Out and how has it felt? Have you enjoyed this, or do you like other parts of work better, or what's...
This has been a lot of work, but I love learning new things and taking on new roles. My favorite part will always be acting on the stage. You know, I love that part, and I get to act for this show, too.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, I am taking on the role of Yule Macy this year.
Oh!
So, the very first one besides Chrislyn. So.
Wow, that was a big feat. Big shoes to fill. But
they are very big shoes to fill. But she's there. She's helping us out along the way to make sure there's no holes.
Did you grow up here?
I did not. I'm a transplant. My dad was in the Coast Guard.
Okay. Did you study singing or music at some point?
I was in choir since 4th grade. I've sang. So.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So that's an important part of your life.
That's what got me involved.
The singing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And obviously, you enjoy theater, too.
I do. I had never actually been on stage in a theatrical production until Scrooged in Astoria 7 years ago.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And that's what happens. And then whole families come in. Little ones follow their big brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
And then And it keeps on going, which is why it's been here for so many years and an important part of our community. And our theater community is growing in Astoria, which is only for the good. The more theater there is, the better. So we're welcoming back Peer Pressure Productions, and it's fantastic. So congratulations to you.
Thank you.
And Michael, I guess you get a congratulations too.
You guess I do.
Since since you're the boss, I guess you.
I am not the boss. Oh. I am only the media guy.
I see.
That's why I'm here with you today, Carol.
Oh, I see. Because they figure you know how to talk. Nice,
well, they let me out once a week so I can go say things if necessary. Sure.
Well, let's put it this way. I don't know whether you heard the last one. What did they say? It's mature material performed immaturely or something. They were talking about what is that?
The Rocky Horror Picture
Rocky
Show.
Rocky Horror Picture Show. But I say you get to qualify as an age-wise mature person, whereas Stephanie is still a young adult. How's that?
She's a whippersnapper.
Yeah. There you go. And we love it. We love it. So, again, tomorrow night, you're out of luck, folks. Rocky Horror Picture Show is sold out. But you can watch it on your own from 10 to midnight and dream you're there. And then go to the website, asocplay.com, and see when they're doing what. And keep in touch. And then Scrooged opens on November 30th, runs through December 22nd. Thursdays and Fridays at 7, two Sunday matinees, mm-hmm. December 9th and December 16th. Where's the best place to get their tickets?
Online.
Same thing, asocplay.com. And as you can see, it's a good idea to get them. This is a longer run, so that should be available. Thank you so much. I got all the music in. We did
it. You're good, Carol. You did a good job.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Thanks for having us.
You bet. Thanks for coming. Wonderful. So much going on in our community. Speaking of which, this evening there is the Astoria Jazz Festival, and I have some music for you. This is happening at Kala, and it is 8 p.m. Robert Moore Quartet. Have a listen.
I'd like to tell you all this story about a second lieutenant named Spears. He returned to the States after being overseas 3 years. His wife said, "Welcome home, dear." But since you've been gone, you see, we were blessed with a darling baby. Now such a cute little one is he. Yeah, she took that baby in her arms and said, "Benny is his name." He said, "I've been gone 3 years. I think you might explain. Now so I don't feel so dumb, tell me where this little Benny come from." Two, three. And every time he'd ask, she'd say, "Benny's from heaven." His face got red, and still she said, "Benny's from heaven." He said, "I asked all the neighbors that come around. Still nobody can seem to remember little Benny coming down." And he said, "About a little thing like this, ordinarily I wouldn't bother. But dear, what little I know about children, I'm sure they gotta have a father. And as I look at Benny, there's one thing I can plainly see. Oh, Benny must be from heaven, 'cause he damn sure ain't from me." Thank you.
from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortune falling all over town. Just be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things that you love, you know you got to have some shower. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you. And I love the way that Eddie Jefferson would sing this song. Penny must be from heaven, cause he damn sure ain't from me.
And that is Tonight at the at Kala. And there are folks doing jazz all over the place. I know Dave Drury's going to be playing later, too. Robert Moore Quartet at Kala, 8 p.m. You know, I'm not sure. You can check out libertyastoria.org. There may be tickets there. There may not. I'm not really sure. So do check that out. I'm going to put on a little, let me see. I'm going to put on a little Alexa Wiley. Is that what I'm going to put on? Let's see. Yeah, I'm going to put her on because, whoa, this is Alexa Wiley and the Wilderness. And they're going to be playing at the Fort George this coming Sunday night. Have a listen, but I'm also going to be telling you what else is going on.
I work a daily double. I live two lives or more today. It leaves me wondering, well, I always lose my way. The days so brisk and innovative, yet so deeply strained. The nightlife an explosion. Workforce out to mitigate. Sings all the songs. The waitress serves the disparate couples who wonder where they went wrong.
Alexa Wiley and the Wilderness at the Fort George. That's on Duane between 14th of it. It's right across the street from the station. And that's 8 o'clock on Sunday night when they have live music every Sunday night. Also on Wednesday, they're going to be celebrating Halloween Hallorium with Ma Barley, and the Pagan Pancakes are coming around. That's 7 o'clock Wednesday. Tonight, the Coaster Theater, it's the last weekend of Death Trap. And then on Monday and Tuesday, they have auditions for Winter Comedy. Astoria Arts and Movement Center is having a Halloween dance at 9. Sand Trap has the Michael Shea Trio at 7. Tomorrow they have Maxwell Strozzi. Klatskanai is going to be playing at the Birkenfield Theater. Men of Worth, Irish and Scottish music, is all tonight. Adrift has Pretty Gritty tonight, and tomorrow and Sunday is the Hackles. The Picture Attic in Long Beach has an artist reception. Seaside Sachet, a little hard to say, at the Convention Center in Seaside, of course. Square Dancing at 7. Hoffman has the Wandering Reel Film Festival. Raymond Hannon Playhouse, original musical, Haunted Hannon Playhouse. Ooh, 7:30 tonight. Labor Temple Kerfuffle is at 8, the Comedy Review. Dance Now, 6 to 8 tonight at the Warrington Grade School. That's for all ages, and it's especially for special needs children. Also, if you want to learn about bats, tonight at 7 at Fort Clatsop, Natal Landing, and then tomorrow, 5 p.m., Stories and Night Walks. Carruthers is featuring Meester, Meester, and Minta. That's the three-leg guys. 7 o'clock. Tomorrow, Raymond Theater has the Raymond Pitchwood Inn is featuring the Moonshiners Ball. Troll Radio Review is tomorrow morning And that's at the Fort George, our very own Troll Radio Review, Wear Your Costumes. Papa is featuring the Dukes of Swing Big Band tomorrow night. Astoria Library Storyteller, Columbia Theater, this should be great, 7:30. The Push Physical Theater, Dracula. And they're having a workshop in the morning, but you have to call for that. Give me a call if you want to know. And Cannon Beach City Hall, Mixed Media Paintings.